Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is June 12th, 2024. We're just a couple of days away from Clash at the Castle. Of course, we're going to have a post show here on Fightful, youtube.com/Fightful, Twitch, X, all that, whatever the hell you want to call it, Twitter, all those things. We got a preview show with Stephanie Chase and Corey Brennan, who is on site in Glasgow, Scotland for us this week. He'll be bringing you a lot of content. I dropped an interview with Sami Zayn today, the first one I've ever done. A whole lot of fun. We talk about his theme music. We talk about Johnny Knoxville. We talk about a whole lot of cool stuff. Friday, you're getting Grapsody a day early as a result. And then, by God, all the way through there, you're getting a couple of Alex Pawlowski shows on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. I don't have to do a plug for it right now because we broke a bunch of news that we'll be talking about shortly. Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, because that main event was excellent. Feeling good. Looking forward to some stuff happening at the Clashel this weekend. Kate and I will be doing a review of that right after the show on Fightful Select, so come and join for that.
I'll go ahead and tell you about one of our wonderful partners, BetOnline.ag, the earliest lines. You can bet big with the highest limits and rebet functionality, the fastest payouts in a safe and secure environment. Payouts in minutes. They've been trusted for over 25 years. And it's not just wrestling, but this week and probably here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking an awful lot about what they've got to offer by the way of wrestling. And some of you go, wait a second, you can bet on wrestling? Yeah, you can. And not only that, we've given you, like, I think 9 underdog winners since December when our partnership with them started. And right now I'm going to go through some of the interesting lines at Clash of the Castle before we get into AEW Dynamite. CM Punk interfering is a minus 300 favorite. I would say that's a safe bet. Chad Gable slightly favored to win the IC title over Sami Zayn. I could see that one switching. That one's a tough one because it's Gable's fifth opportunity, but also it seems like he's poised to feud with Otis. They also have some hypothetical matches like Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser, Solo, Kevin Owens, Gunther, Randy Orton, but Cody Rhodes, a monster favorite to win. Drew McIntyre, a slight favorite to win, which is interesting to me that he's
I don't know how you
favorite.
Can have CM Punk interfering a favorite and also Drew McIntyre winning a favorite. It feels like those two things negate each other.
I would get a little creative with my money here, fellas, and I'd maybe bet on both of them. Maybe bet on both of them because one of them is probably going to hit. Mm-hmm. There you go. Bianca and Jade, monster favorites. You know, I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility that Alba and Isla pin Shayna and Zoe, get the moment, and then drop the titles again. But I feel like at least one of the Scottish people has to win on this show. Going 0-3 would be pretty rough. And Bayley is a -3,000 favorite. BetOnline AG. Check out our great partners there. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Drop some blueberries in the chat. Alex, have you ever seen a good blueberry emoji?
I don't know if I've ever seen
they're beautiful.
Blueberry emoji. I've never seen one.
Beautiful. Our friend Michelle Tate turned me on to blueberry emojis recently, and I got to say that they're pretty good. But yeah, leave a nice comment below. Leave us a nice review on audio platforms. Patrick Flanagan says, never bet on pro wrestling, never. Well, I mean, unless you listen to the 9 out of 9 underdog picks that we've had.
Seeing here are purple berries. Those look like member berries from that South Park episode.
Yeah, but they count.
Those don't look like, they're not even blue.
Come on.
I mean, those look like purple berries to me. I'm sorry. Not to be literal, but if you tell me what's a blueberry emoji, my first thing would be, well, it's blue. And those look purple to me. I don't mean to be like too literal, but.
Get in your super chats. Get in your Humper Chats, guys. That's how you directly interact with us here. Humperchats.com or here at YouTube.com/Fightful. We want to interact with you. Ryan Dubb says, is it true that AEW hired a new writer? So over the last couple of weeks, PW Insider revealed that RD Evans, finished up with TNA and has started with AEW. Both of those are true. I got word of an internal memo within TNA. They said that he had given his notice and they thanked him for his contributions. He was heavily influential in the creative elements of TNA over the last several years. A lot of people pointed at Scott D'Amore. He was largely the creative force behind TNA, and he has already started with AEW. He also has one of the most gangster stories of quitting a company I've ever heard. As legend has it, Alex, he helped write a Hall of Fame speech the same year that Brett got attacked, and it mentioned Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon had approved it, then unapproved it. And RD was like, no, it's already done. We've written it. It's important. And then when it happened, Vince screamed at him. And the legend has it that he walked up, shook Vince McMahon's hand, said, I hope you learned something today, and then never came back.
Wow.
Incredible. And then you got Jimmy Jacobs, who just walked outside while the Elite rolled up and invaded Raw, and then never came back.
Nope.
Well, pretty impressive stuff. Corey M says, so I live in Des Moines where tonight was broadcast from. AEW seriously needs to fix their promotional machine. Very little promotion locally going into tonight's show. Crowd sound hyped on TV though. Our own Rob Wilkins was also there, but yeah, this is something that they've needed to do for quite a while, Alex. They need to work on their local promotional machine. I think it's something that they will do a lot more of, but I don't know how many shows you even go to, but like I don't see local commercials for AEW. But when WWE comes to town, I see those commercials.
Yeah, I have certainly I live near Rockford, Illinois. Whenever they come to do a house show, because they don't usually broadcast from there, whenever they come to a house show, like it's just constant. On episodes of SmackDown for months in advance. Rockford, show up big time on the road to WrestleMania. And all the time, at least two or three times a show, on SmackDown. They'll show that. So yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I think they'll get better at it. They need to get better at it. That's what I'll say. I don't know if they will, but they need to.
Rex Fortune says, what are the chance I see my dream match of Claudio versus, I can't pronounce, I always have trouble, Hechicero. My Hechicero. God. Hechicero. There you go. Oh my God. Every time. I've said it a million times and I still fumble it every time. I don't get it. I think it's possible that you ever see it. Yeah, it sounds like the kind of thing that Tony would book on Dynamite or Collision randomly. Yes. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah.
It just that's what he does. I like that he just came out and said, listen, I book for people who like pro wrestling. That's what I'm going to continue to do. And I admire that. I mean, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Well, we had Swerve Strickland coming out and the promo was going fine. And the Elite ran out and I did like Okada's line. He said, whose house? My house, bitch.
Yep.
Then we got the Elite. I actually liked the bots and trolls line that they said. The bots and trolls doubt them.
Yep.
They said, we're going to do blood and guts. We challenge AEW's best to this match. Now, one thing that I didn't think bode well, they were like, we put half the roster on the sidelines. And I'm like, you guys are the bosses.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I think they should have said something like, we're so tough that unfortunately we did that.
Just the idea that a lot of our top talent is not on television. And we did that, which is hurting ad revenue. So we didn't do that. I feel like you're not allowed to be like boastful as the wrestler who put somebody on the sideline. And then also the EVP. That's not good for you as the EVP, right? Isn't it not? I don't know. But, I did appreciate them, trying to get Swerve to join up. I thought that's certainly the move. And I like they bribed him with a pair of shoes.
I want to address this. Somebody goes, they're heels, LOL. They're heels that run the show.
Yeah.
Their goal is to operate the company as well. Yes, they tried to bribe. They tried to bribe Swerve with shoes and like, listen, I became a sneakerhead because of Reebok pumps. So good for them. Good for them is what I'll say. Sure. I felt like Swerve promo here, like had some hiccups in it. Mm-hmm. Like you ran through an awful lot of the points, like pretty quickly, but I like that Swerve has a lot going on. Right. Swerve has an awful lot of things that he's got his hand in and he should. Because he's the world champion. Mm-hmm. And I like that with FTR seemingly sidelined for a while because of Dax's injury.
Oh, it's so tough.
It is tough. And we're wishing Dax the best that Swerve is sort of stepping up in this regard. Mm-hmm. The Acclaimed come out and make the save. And like, listen, I really, really, really like Anthony Bowens. Mm-hmm. I do not want to see the Acclaimed right here. Like after, I don't know that after that trios feud that they had, the thing I wanted them to do was to step up to the main event.
That's no.
And here, that wasn't like, what I wanted.
Fightful Select reporting that a couple of teams are looking to maybe be signed by AEW. There's no greater AEW needs some extra teams because if the best we got to go after the Young Bucks and to possibly be part of a huge blood and guts match is the Acclaimed, which to me are colder than they have been in a long time. They had a meteoric rise to the top, but to me, I've made no bones about it. I am firmly anti Max Caster Raps until he changes his subject matter to something that doesn't involve personal assault on people.
Sure.
But I also feel like they just don't hit as hard as they used to, like as far as with the crowd. I mean, they're still over, but not like what they used to be. And there's just tag team wrestling used to be a major, major deal in AEW. And then for a while, it was just the Young Bucks and FTR. And now FTR is gone.
So like we need to, an infusion of teams being signed, people coming back to make this better, because I'm frankly, it feels weird that like the Acclaimed are, we need to save AEW from the Elite. Who are we going to get to help out Swerve, the world champion? I know Max Caster. Maybe he'll rap at them. You know, it just doesn't feel right.
Parker Hines says, I'd rather not see Acclaimed in Blood and Guts. So if not them, who? Well, let's take a look at the AEW roster right now. AEW roster, Fightful. Because we have a wonderful list that we keep up to date on Fightful in our resources section. Okay, so Adam Hangman Page is sidelined. We probably need that figured in there as well. Who would I rather have there? I would legitimately rather have Dustin Rhodes as a part of it. Would sure. legitimately rather have yeah. a guy who was a part of that initially.
Like, so it appears that the people who are coming up to like help out Swerve, I don't know if all three of them would be in the Blood and Guts, including Daddy Ass. Sure. But we saw a trio tonight that I feel like would immediately be somebody I would recruit to my side before those three guys in Hook, Joe, and Shibata. If I needed somebody to go into a double cage with me against the Elite, I would pick Joe, Hook, and Shibata just immediately. Those would be my first three picks. Let's do it.
Crazy 101 says, wish Motor City Machine Guns replace FTR. Listen, I just want to make this clear. I have never reported these guys are signed. At no point ever. I've heard the same reports that you guys have heard. I just haven't ever reported that they're signed. But yeah, I'm with you with Hook, Samoa Joe. I don't know. I got a little bit of Acclaimed fatigue. And I like them as a team and all that stuff as well. But got a little bit of fatigue after that. Patrick Flanagan, actually Tim says, would need to turn Bowens and get him off the Acclaimed. I think Max Caster is the more natural heel. I really do.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Any chance we get a Women's Blood and Guts? I don't think this year. Not this year.
But they it's been 2 years that they could have done it and haven't yet. So they're overdue. So you got to do one next year.
Christopher Daniels comes out and announces Eliminators matches for, you know, first off, he says, you guys can't fight because we've got too much on this show, which I do appreciate from a continuity standpoint. Also, Christopher Daniels, not quite used to this role yet, it would appear. He doesn't have the natural flow of a Nick Aldis or an Adam Pearce or anything like that, but I'm sure he'll adapt to it. There's not a lot he can't really adapt to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Chi-Town Spurs says there's a tag team in AEW with history with the Bucks in a cage match. That too,
the Lucha Bros. Sure, I would certainly go after them and to help me out. And they're also AEW originals, if you want to call them that.
Yep.
So they could easily help out. Just the Acclaimed being the first choice to like come out and save Swerve. And I'm not saying Swerve chose them. I'm saying creative did. Feels just odd to me right now.
And hey, if Penta's contract is up, as has been speculated, you could easily write him off in that match. Mm-hmm. As we have also reported, Ricochet was written off on Monday on FightfulSelect.com. We're going to have some more on that, as well as Samantha Irvin on Fightful Select on Thursday. And, you know, how about this? How about some more contract news on Thursday on FightfulSelect.com? And because I'm feeling good, we'll do a Wyatt stable update before the end of the weekend.
You know they put a clock on it back on Monday. They showed a little countdown clock.
If they really liked it, they should put a ring on it.
That's true.
Patrick Flanagan says, shit, didn't think you'd see my comment before. Love you, Sean. Hey, listen, I get it. Gambling isn't for everybody, but we have objectively hit on 9 out of 9 underdog locks here.
Hmm.
Blood and Gut, or Tom LaValle says, CD is the higher power in AEW now. I called him the rehired power, is what I called him when he got
that
his job.
That is funny. That's good.
Well, we got Jack Perry defeating Dustin Rhodes. We got some blood here. Jordan Scott says, going to the first AEW show and the first wrestling show since Armageddon 06 next week. Swear tonight, Dustin bled as much as Joey Mercury did that night. Well, Dustin loves to bleed, brother.
He does. I don't know if you could place a bet on that on Bet Online, but I would hammer that every single time.
If my friends at Bet Online hit me up, I would have to say respectfully, don't take action on that. Don't do it. Do not do it. Like John Moxley and Dustin Rhodes would bleed playing Jenga with each other.
Yes, they would.
Like it would be rough. For sure. But listen, man, I just love Dustin Rhodes' work. I like that he got that win over Johnny on Collision as well. He beat the Butcher a few months ago. He shows up and he wins here and there. Like he beat, I think, Willie Mack on Collision a few months ago. So he shows up and he wins here and there. Then he'll get put into a title eliminator. He's so sympathetic. He's very good. Like, and this is a guy at one point, like a decade ago, just wasn't wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's wild to think that. I think it was 2011 he had stopped wrestling.
Yeah.
And here he is in 2024, still at it. He's only had like 8 matches. He's, you know, he's limited to about 10 to 20 a year. Yeah. But still, I love watching this guy work.
They keep him serious enough that you can put him in a match like this versus Jack Perry that you know he's going to lose, but he'll give the kid a lot of offense and make Jack Perry look good, because the last few times you remember Dustin Rhodes wrestling, he won. That's a really vital thing to have on your roster, is a guy who's won 3 times in the past 2 months, and then you put him in the ring with a guy you need to push, and that guy beats that dude who's on a 3-match win streak, and all of a sudden that guy looks good. It's amazing how that works.
I'm just I forever love Dustin Rhodes' work. Like he's been around since I started watching. I remember I wasn't cognizant and aware at the time, but watching he and his dad face Ted DiBiase and Virgil on, I think it was the Royal Rumble VHS tape that I would rent from the store and all that stuff. And he's been pretty consistently involved in American TV ever since then. I mean, the guy has been wrestling since like 88, 89. So, of course, Jack Perry gets the win here. He keeps on doing a really great job. We also got Roosh. They heated this guy up in a couple weeks.
Listen,
people can take issues with, you know, a lot of the elements of it, the anti-American thing. If there's a person on this roster that I feel like should be a little anti-American, it's Roosh, because he could be like, I didn't have trouble getting on TV or getting matches until I came here. Until I came to this place. When I was in Mexico, I didn't have any trouble with that. But MJF has also helped get him over immensely as well. Sure. And it took a couple of interactions and a couple of brawls.
Right.
And I want to watch these two sons of bitches fight now, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Roosh just also feels like the dude who like comes out and is like, just like all of you Americans. Weak. It's like, well, compared to you, sure. Like, I mean, if that's the bar, no, we do not clear it. Most of us do not. So MJF coming out with the hands taped, I just thought he's ready for, he came out extremely ready to brawl. That is premeditated brawling, sir. That you came out with the hands taped. You have no match tonight. this was fun. They both stuck it to each other. Went to the back, got put through a table, pulled apart, and they announced later that the match is going to start next week's with zero commercial interruption. I said, let it go a full hour.
Really like the brawl here. They've done a really good job. As far as AEW goes, I hadn't seen it with Roosh until this feud, and then I'm like, okay, it's hot. And maybe it's the other ingredient involved as well, but he's been doing really, really great here.
Yeah.
Meet Norma says, anyone going to Dynamite next week, hit me up in the Fightful Select Discord. We'll be indoors as it will be 100 degrees, but let's have a meet and greet.
Nice.
That could be something way different. Just so you all know. That's what people thought that me and the other media members were doing at that dinner in Minnesota.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're backstage. We see Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy, Mark Briscoe, and Willow. This was so fun. Like,
yes.
the all-star conglomerate. Is that what it was?
Conglomeration, which is not a word. A conglomeration is not a word, but I'm fine with that because it's Mark Briscoe. This was a really fun promo. I think he did it all in one breath. I loved how impressed Kyle O'Reilly was with just how crazy Mark Briscoe is. That was really fun. This was a fun little backstage thing. And I like Orange Cassidy not really knowing who he can trust except for one person in the world, and that's Willow.
Good yes. I really liked Kyle O'Reilly's facial expressions here. It's something we had talked about in our interview that we did a while back. But Renee being like, "Oh, how you doing?" And OC's just like, "Not good."
Not great. No.
That was fantastic. Sawyer said, "Really fun Dynamite this week. Fire matches. Wild and varied promo segments. The women's division is now my favorite part of AEW. Never thought I'd say that. Mark Briscoe with the promo of the year. Forbidden Door and the Owen are stacked." So, listen, I don't know if he'll be bothered that I mentioned this, but it didn't come from him. But I had put over recently that the Willow and Chris stuff, like I liked the promos, I liked the segments, and somebody in AEW said, "Oh, your dude Will Washington's been doing those."
Nice.
And when I hear that, I'm like, goddamn right. I'm like, goddamn right, Will Washington. There you go. Makes me so happy to hear that because, one of us.
That's right.
And I continue to hear great things about within that company. Yeah. So really, really proud of what he's accomplished and a great guy to boot. Oh, boy. This match, Alex.
Yeah.
This is that shit that AEW Dynamite was built on. Mm-hmm. Where matches like this, the TBS title match, the main event.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing. Yes. This felt like an old school Dynamite to me with matches like this. And I'll tell you what I love the most. Kyle Fletcher, the guy that always gets pinned, mm-hmm. getting the pin here.
Well, so, I mean, he pins Mark Briscoe, who's the ROH champion.
So he should get a title shot.
Fletcher is the TV title holder in ROH. Neither of them. Kyle Fletcher does occasionally, but Mark Briscoe, and he went on paternity leave right after he became ROH champion, but like has not appeared on ROH since he became champion. This is just me regurgitating Kate talking points because she's the one who covers ROH and would love for some of these ROH champions to appear on actual ROH. So it's not a lost cause on Thursdays, but I'm hoping that the reason that this specific pinfall happened is that we're getting a Kyle Fletcher versus Mark Briscoe title match at Death Before Dishonor in July. Otherwise I would call into question exactly why the ROH world champion is taking pinfalls on an episode of Dynamite, but the match was amazing. So I can't say anything bad about that.
Yeah. And I mean, at least Kyle Fletcher is featured regularly on ROH programming, which is nice as well.
Which is nice. He would be the only one.
Yes. Yeah. He's doing a lot of that right now. And I don't know why they don't necessarily feature.
Yeah.
Feature Mark Briscoe nearly as much. He's the heart and soul, but this was such an incredible match. There, I like the discussion of like, did you pay off? Did Talos pay off the Roderick Strong element of this? Like, was there a payoff and all that stuff? Meet Normus says, "Mod, send the link for the Fightful Discord, please. I'm in the SGS." So it's Fightful Select. You subscribe. You attach your email through there. You can even go to the search bar and type in Discord. You'll be able to connect that way because we don't have like a link or anything. Make the forest go away. SGS for life. Oh, we're getting to it. We're building to it, friend. Boy. Statlander attacks Willow on the ramp while the Undisputed Kingdom is consoling Kyle O'Reilly. Listen, at this point, unless Kyle O'Reilly's just out there having fun, they're letting him surf right now.
Right.
But from a win-loss standpoint, it does make sense for him to join the Undisputed Kingdom, strengthen numbers and familiarity and all that stuff, right?
I don't know what the timetable is for Adam Cole, but it feels like until we can have a full Undisputed Kingdom, then Kyle O'Reilly nibbling at the edges for a while, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like going there and not actually fully joining, because I like that, like, he and Roderick have a rapport and a respect for each other, but they were on opposite sides tonight of the six man and voluntarily beat the crap out of each other whenever they had the opportunity. And then after the match, they were like, it's okay, buddy. Don't worry about it. So I'm fine with the nuance for a little while longer. I wouldn't want them to like get together right now if Adam Cole can't be back for like four more months. You know what I mean? I would like the whole thing together when it comes.
All I want in my life is the Elite versus Undisputed Era, six-man tag.
Yes.
That's all I want. Listen, hey, if you want to include Okada and Bobby Fish in that, if you gotta, I don't care. I'll do it. I want it at some point. And at no point in the last 3 years have these guys all been healthy at the same time.
Yeah.
At no point. It's either O'Reilly or Cole or Omega. Yep. It's such a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Shingo Takagi enters the Owen Cup. That is not a bummer. That is, in fact, very, very cool.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Pac also enters.
Who said he should be a bastard, but he feels like a bitch.
He says, I should be a bastard, but instead I feel like a bitch.
So he's the greatest. Tell you,
I love him.
I want to tell you what I really appreciate about this. I don't know how many people remember the original press conference in Jacksonville, but it was abundantly clear that Pac versus Hangman Page was being set up to be an initial title program because of everybody that came out, whether it be Jericho or anybody. You knew that the EVPs were not going to say, I want to be champion first because of the implications. Jericho was the obvious one, but then they had Pac and Hangman Page face off, and unfortunately that didn't get to go down. Now we finally got him sort of proclaiming that again and saying, oh yeah, by the way, I'm from there, so I would really like to be the headliner at Wembley.
Right.
Love that. Hook and Samoa Joe, like, like, this is very clearly like a mentoring type of thing.
This is so good.
Yes.
This is so good, man. Like, the thing they did on Collision was even better. Like, they rolled up to that locker room like Jules and Vincent in Pulp Fiction exchanging banter about lacrosse before executing a hit on a bunch of dudes. That was great. This was fun, too. I love that Samoa Joe's name for Shibata is Speak and Spell. That's amazing. All of this is great. This is a trio I can get behind. Let's just do these guys doing everything for all the times. So I love it.
And I mean, I saw somebody saying like, oh, well, you know, why would Taz be okay? Because he has been known legitimately to be the one that prefers to give Hook advice. And they're like, well, why would he be okay with Samoa Joe taking him under his wing? Well, because Taz took Samoa Joe under his wing in TNA about 15 years ago. Yeah. So Samoa Joe, post winning a world title, was a protege of Taz's. I like that Samoa Joe was like, okay, stretch. And he does this one time.
He does this. All right, we're good. That's a big man stretching. That is authentic big man stretching. It's just one half trunk twist and we're good.
And somebody's asking, where is Josh Woods in all this? Josh Woods looks like a million bucks, but he's been sidelined a little bit. He'll be back very soon. JP says, I've been down on AEW, couldn't figure out the opening and the Willow stuff, but give me Hook, Shibata, and Joe all day. It's amazing. Give them the tag and trios belts, all of them. I want to see more trios competing.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to see more trios in action.
Hook, and, Joe, and Shibata versus the Bang Bang Gang, whatever that is. House of Black, Death Triangle, all that. Like, make the trios division something serious again.
Yeah. Stephanie Vaquer promo, all for it. I'm glad they're leaning into video packages. They should be doing a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And then we get another slapper, Mercedes Moné defeating Zeuxis in a TBS title match. Tom Lavallee says TK is for the sickos now. This was phenomenal. Like, when you have the type of injury that Mercedes has, and you come back and you're the type of wrestler that she is, you always wonder, like, okay, how is that going to affect her? How will that affect her in ring style and what she does, and, you know, everything from, like, how versatile she can be, how quick she can be, how fast she can be, any of that. She has not missed a step. And not only that, she's gotten better at doing that finish that I don't really like because it's too inconsistent, but she's been doing it far more consistently lately. Mercedes is out here killing it.
Yeah. Mercedes, you know, before she had her first match in AEW, she went out and said, I'm the best to ever do it. Best woman and wrestler in the world, best to ever do it. And she just consistently backs that up when she has matches. And I love that she goes out there and just sells for all these women. Like, Zeuxis has some amazing offense. And so, yes, obviously you have to sell for that. But, like, just, she was in peril, man. Like, she took that crazy delayed front lung blower thing.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She rolled over and I was like, I think she's dead. Like this was some really, really good stuff. I honestly,
it's like a really, solo big really rig, as Luis points
out. Yes, that's what it's a solo big rig. Yeah, that's a one woman shatter machine that she gave to Mercedes. That was amazing. I was in love with this. I want to see more Zeuxis. I love that they have this relationship with CMLL, and I give me four matches of her a year, like, at least. She's great. I've seen stuff, not full matches of Stephanie Vaquer. I'm really excited from what I've seen to watch her versus Mercedes. This is why I think a lot of people were like, you got to put Mercedes in the AEW women's title division. You got to put that up there. This is why you put her in the TBS title division. It feels like 1A and 1B, or maybe like 1A and 1 also A. Like, it feels like the TBS and the women's title are on equal footing. And I feel like by the end of 2024, that's going to be pretty much the same thing with Swerve and Ospreay. Like, I feel like whatever happens at Forbidden Door, it's going to be this close. And we're going to say on another night, whoever lost could have beat the other guy. And then you're going to have the rivalry between two different wrestlers, but also between two different championships of who is the better championship, one in the men's and one in the women's. And that's a good thing.
And then, don't know if this was mentioned on our show, but I mean, Zeuxis is the tag team partner of Stephanie Vaquer, which played into this so well. And also, she's someone that AEW has had their eye on. They had her wrestle Brittany Brooks in a dark match a few months ago as well. Ricardo says, love Monet very much, but the Monet maker isn't it. I mean, listen, I'm with you on that. When it hits, it looks really good.
Yeah.
It is a little awkward to set up. Sometimes it looks like one of those moves you created on the create a move for WWE back in the day. Where it's like, pick them up, put them on their shoulder, spin them around. It looks like a move that Brian Cage would have done 5 years ago.
Yes.
Is what it looks like. And I will say this, she's gotten a lot more consistent with it as well. Guys, get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate it. Tony Storm, Mariah May promo. And then we got the announcement of Tony Storm versus Alex Windsor on Rampage. But that's not it. We got this fantastic Mina Shirakawa interview that is effectively narrated in large part by Mariah May.
By Mariah May, yeah.
Who I think did it so well. And I mean, some people have been asking for the Mina Shirakawa video package, but they have made it abundantly clear that there's something with her and Mariah. Yes. And I feel like setting the stage in that manner benefited this a lot because they have that footage to refer to.
Yeah. This vignette answers all of those questions. If you had any lingering ones, and it's perfect setup for Mina versus Tony. And I love that there was the graphic for this match originally had Mariah behind Tony Storm, and then she just tweeted, "I would actually like to be on the graphic twice, behind each woman." And Tony Khan says, "Consider it done," and they changed the graphic, and now she is effectively in both corners. And I think that's an awesome wrinkle to hold this. I love the smash cut from the end of that vignette to Mariah May nestled in the bosom of Tony Storm. Tony Storm is obviously very jealous, but Mariah May will be presiding over the contract signing next week, and she will insist that everything is above board. This is going to be excellent. And Tony Storm insisting that Mariah May be in the Women's Owen Hart Cup, basically guaranteeing to me that Mariah May wins that and then faces Tony Storm for the women's title at All In is amazing. And it's because Tony Storm insisted on it. That's really cool stuff to prove that she actually is the better person who has Mariah May's best interests at heart, not Mina, but her. She wants her to have the opportunity in the Owen Hart Cup. So she insists upon it. And that decision may ultimately lead her to lose the title. This is really, really good stuff.
People are asking who's been writing the Tony Storm stuff. A gentleman by the name of RJ City writes a lot of that. And I mean, the story in general, Tony Khan has spoken. Is it All About Eve or was that who
All
it was?
About Eve.
All About Eve was the movie that it was based off of. And then I always say Showgirls starring Elizabeth Berkley.
Right. Also that as well.
Yes. Virtually identical in how they're regarded historically, I would say. Virtually the same. I'll tell you something that I really like about this as well. Sometimes I think wrestling companies wait too long.
Yeah.
And like Swerve's been around for a couple years and he had a long history before this. So I'm not talking about him anymore in WWE. Like they're going through NXT. I don't feel like they waited too long with Bron Breakker in NXT, and I don't feel like they're waiting too long with him now. Like I think they're doing the right things. Yeah. With Mariah May, they brought her up. The plan was evident.
Yes.
She's the understudy, and the agenda seems clear. The hometown girl wins the title at Wembley, and then that sends Tony Storm back into another downward spiral. Like I just love. Predictable isn't bad when it's good, when it's just good and sensical. Bo sent a super chat, but it didn't have a comment attached to it. Our moderator will look out for that. Oh boy. It's time, Alex.
I figured it would be eventually.
For Nord! Oftentimes we talk about nordvpn.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about one or two different features that they have. How about this?
I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat Protection, Global Server Network, safe from disruptions with their Kill Switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world. And 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you.
TV time with Chris Jericho. So last week, I entertained it the first week. Uh-huh. Last week, I felt like it really undermined what the Young Bucks were already doing.
Yeah.
This week, I'm just like, what are we talking about here? The corn? Okay, all right, whatever. Darren Walker says, when Caitlin Clark ends the learning tree in 6 months, she'll be a bigger star in America than she is now. How dare Big Bill compare her to Jericho? Listen, if Caitlin Clark ends the learning tree, every country will unite and give her a gold medal, and there will be no more debate about the Olympics. James Zimmerman says, ad read out of nowhere. Thank you very much for paying us to say that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Private Party come out, and Jericho teaches them how to climb the top rope while also incorrectly explaining what he's doing.
Right.
He says, and then you step on the top rope, but he actually steps on the middle rope. Mm-hmm. That being said by somebody who is likely going to fall off the top rope the next time that they climb it in me. So right. Don't clip that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Private Party attack and get one up on Jericho, and they get a nice reaction. Steph the Writer says, never loved them more than I did tonight. Yep. Go ahead, Alex.
He told the Iowans how to grow corn, you know, because the gimmick is that he's a know-it-all who thinks he's right about everything, and so they're just going to ride that into the ground. I mean, I get it. I just don't think it's good, and I'm not entertained by it. And I don't know if anybody else was doing it, if I would like it. I mean, I'd probably like it more than this because it would be not Jericho, but I don't know if that this is something that we need to like take up a whole bunch of literal TV time for. Because if what we're getting out of this, the first thing that we're actually doing from this is Private Party versus Big Bill and Brian Keith with Jericho at ringside, or I guess they could find a third guy and do a six-man tag. I don't know what if this is if what the end result of this is important enough to have wasted all of this time on this stuff. It is what it is, and I can't stop it, so I'm just gonna have to grit my teeth through it every week. Last time I said I didn't want to watch him 40 seconds at a time four times over the show. I'd rather have it all in one block. I was wrong. This was just too much at once. Maybe we could just do it in just two increments of a minute and a half each on opposite ends of the show. I'm not sure. Maybe they could do like a thing in picture, and then I wouldn't have to listen to it. I'm not sure exactly the best use for this. But I know that I'm going to have to suffer through it for the next few months.
Bill says that Jericho needs to make like a tree and get out of here.
There you go.
Meet Norma says second women's match instead of Jericho shenanigans.
I mean, that's
Grapple Geek.
That'd be nice.
Grapple Geekery says the one good thing about TV time is that Private Party didn't join the learning tree. Mm-hmm. Baffled by people who enjoy this. Feel bad for PP, BK, and Bill. Listen, I almost yelled at Kyler last week for enjoying it from the official account. I had to say to somebody, can y'all not get us dunked on for 1 week, please? That's all I ask for. Like, for 1 week. Just like, no, don't get somebody with Fightful in their name dunked on Twitter.
Yep.
Bullet Club Gold call out the House of Black. They are still the Bullet Club Gold. I've mentioned this in numerous times in the past, but there's no Switchblade here tonight. Card Blade instead, but it seems like they are freebirding the titles because they referred to them as three quarters of the Trios champions.
On Collision, I think it was Collision? It was Rampage. Jay White came out with Juice and had him kneel before him and placed one of the belts over his shoulder. I thought we were going to get just Juice Robinson replacing Jay White in the Trios Champions so Jay White could go over and get to the finals of the Owen Hart Cup without having to worry about Trios stuff. But he just said, you are now officially part of one quarter of the Trios Champions. So they at least they did it on screen, albeit on Rampage. And I love Juice Robinson. I think he's amazing. I'll never forget. Go to sleep. I don't got to go to sleep. I'm not tired. I got 8 hours last night. I love Juice Robinson. I'm very excited about this match.
Great.
Saturday, House of Black versus Juice Robinson and the Guns will be a lot of fun. This 1 year thing of Collision, because also they're doing Thunder Rosa versus Deanna Purrazzo. They've stacked Saturday night. That's going to be a big night for them. I hope they get a good rating for that.
One of my recent complaints was I don't like how each match I know the result of it. Now, most of the matches tonight, I did. Now, the six-man tag, I did not. But on Collision, it's in doubt an awful lot more. Like, they don't have House of Black lose a whole lot. Like,
yeah.
So I'm very pumped for this. Terminal Parallelogram says, I can totally hear Juice saying they're bang bang ganging the titles in a week or two. Now he'll probably say they're gang banging the titles, him.
Gang banging the titles, yes.
Yeah. Tony Miller says Jericho is only like Socrates and that everyone wants him to drink him.
See, this is the thing. Big Bill had the perfect opportunity to call him the Socrates of professional wrestling, and he didn't. I mean, that's a huge opportunity missed by Big Bill. You've got to call him the Socrates of professional wrestling.
That's good. A John Moxley video package ahead of his match with Naito. I'll tell you another match I like for Collision. BCC versus Leo Rush, Rocky Romero, and TMDK. Yeah. Rocky Romero I'll be interviewing ahead of Forbidden Door. Leo Rush, I was supposed to participate in his Q&A last night, but I didn't get the link to it. But I'm glad he's getting more bookings here. I'm so glad. I think that he is one of the most underrated talent, period. The first time I saw him in person in like 2017, I had seen him on TV for a while, and I legitimately thought he had the potential to be this generation's Rey Mysterio, is how talented he is in the ring. And TMDK, well, Fightful reported that Shane Hayes' deal is up with New Japan this month, and then they won tag titles.
Yeah.
From another guy whose deal is up this month.
Yep. Yep.
Go figure. Sawyer says, are the ROH and AEW trio titles still separate? Are we building to an actual unification replacement of the belts? Why are the straps still pink? They're just keeping all the damn belts for some reason.
No, I appreciate, because I do feel like Jay White and the Bang Bang Gang would hang on to all of the belts because it's funny that they're walking around like they're three Ultimo Dragons. I think that particular group in character would want to do that. I hope that if they were to lose those titles, they would just consolidate into one set of titles, because yes, the belts have been unified. The titles have been, the belts are still separate because they're carrying around the pink scissor ones like a trophy that you might mount on the wall.
I just wish they would consolidate these goddamn things. Daniel Garcia defeated Nick Comoroto, who some of you may have just remembered is signed by AEW. I want to say this. AEW wastes a lot of money. Yeah. Like a lot of money on people who aren't on TV. He's been on ROH of late. A year ago tomorrow, I wrote a long form feature or published a long form feature on Nick Comoroto, ADHD and the like. Check that out on Fightful. I think the interview is up on Select as an exclusive, but Daniel Garcia wins in quick fashion. I really like when smaller wrestlers beat big sure. dudes in squashes. I really like that.
Yep. Yeah.
All for it.
Yeah. I thought this was good. I don't recognize Nick Comoroto without the beard. The beard was Nick Comoroto for me. I used to call him Unfrozen Caveman Wrestler because I the first time I saw him in AEW, I was like, who is that Neanderthal that they thawed out of the ice and they taught him to wrestle? And so when he came out, I didn't recognize him. He looked like a good, completely different person.
Yeah.
I think this is good. So Will Ospreay's got a thing going on with Swerve for the AEW title, and he's got Daniel Garcia coming after the international title. I'm just wondering what the timing is of all that. Like, when Garcia would get a title shot, is it at Forbidden Door? Like, is he gonna have to do a double duty thing?
I like that both of them have their focus elsewhere, and I hope that's a part of the match.
Yeah,
I hope that's a part of the match. If you want to focus on your penis, check out Blue Chew.
We need to talk about your mailman. Doesn't need to know your business. Doesn't need to know you're looking to have better sex. Fortunately, Blue Chew is here. It arrives in a discreet package. But let's get back to the start. Maybe you want that performance, that edge in bed. Blue Chew has you covered. So, here's the deal. You take their online consultation, and if approved, you get a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis for a fraction of the price. Not just that, no awkward doctor's visits in person, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Prescribed online, shipped straight to your door. But mailman's not going to know what's in that package. But somebody's going to know what your package is bringing. Maybe it is the mailman or mailwoman. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they want you to drop something off by their back door. Well, with Blue Chew, you're going to be able to do that. Use the code FIGHTFUL. BlueChew.com.
Luis mentions maybe the Buffalo Dynamite before Forbidden Door.
That'd be good. Perfect. I didn't realize they were doing Buffalo. That's perfect. That's where you do it, obviously. That could be a lot of fun.
Meet Norma says Comoroto should be in the Tony D family, FFS. Yes, he should. He 100% should. And maybe under this regime, he could be. But the last regime fired him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay. So he did an interview. He said he was going to deliver the contract. And Alex, he does deliver the contract. It is official for the sickos. We've got a triple threat match with this guy in a hat with AEW title. We're going to combine the titles.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And Prince Nana said, put me behind both of these guys on the graphic.
Winner, said. Take all.
There you go. And by that, Will just looked at him and he said, I want the hat. That's what he wanted. I mean, listen, if you're a production guy, if you're a cameraman, tell old dude to drop that belt off his shoulder for that shot.
For that shot, yes.
For that shot.
Yeah.
Tell him to move or just have Swerve move.
Yeah.
One or the other. It's such a minute thing, but still, like, come on.
Yeah.
Then we got an absolute humper.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay defeated Rey Fénix. Holy shitting balls, Alex.
Yeah.
This is what you want to see. And did we think that Rey Fénix was going to win? No, we didn't.
No, of course not.
And, you know, would I have liked it a little more if there was some doubt? Sure. But ultimately, what Will Ospreay is here to do is to put on matches that you would say, you know what? I can't tune into Raw or SmackDown or NXT and see that. I can't tune into TNA and see that. That's one of his purposes here. And I think he's doing it awfully well.
Will Ospreay's he's one of a kind. And Rey Fénix is obviously, you know, this is not the first time they faced off, just the first time they've ever done it in AEW. So they have incredible chemistry. They're
really work really, really well together. The amazing opening, like this super fast, all counters to counters and stuff. The Hurricane Rana off the top rope, where Will lands on his feet, followed immediately by a tornado DDT that Phoenix counters into a handstand and spring up to his feet. Like, really amazing stuff where you're watching. Like, it feels like that moment in an Avengers movie where two of the superheroes are fighting each other just because they don't like what the other one ordered for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually about anything, but they're fighting, and it's like, wow, these guys are amazing. And that's what it feels like watching them do stuff. It's amazing.
The counter into the cutter was phenomenal.
Yes.
It's so funny. We talk about Forbidden Door matches and people are like, oh my God, Ricochet and Ospreay. I think one of my dream matches right now is Ospreay versus Braun Breaker. Like, I want to see Braun Breaker do that run up Frankensteiner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Ospreay to just land on his feet. And go. I want Braun Breaker to land on his feet the same way and know that Ospreay has already landed on his feet.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh my God. Like, whoo boy. BB says, Don Ospreay, will they skip or ignore the breakup? I mean, originally they were going to split this pretty soon, but I think them drawing it out a little bit makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Tom LaValle says, don't need Blue Chew when Ospreay is wrestling.
Yeah.
Kylie says, Dynamite was a lot of fun. Good in ring. Ospreay with both titles was a beautiful sight, but he's not beating Swerve yet. So let's talk about that post-match. Swerve comes out and, he has his title belt, gets in Ospreay's face a little bit. Ospreay sort of snatches it away, puts both belts on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And Swerve, he doesn't hide. I like he's not trying to pretend like they're not friends. They are friends. We know they're friends.
Yeah.
And he is like, you better be glad you are my friend.
Right.
Because anybody else who did that would be in the dirt.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's really good.
I hope Ospreay does it again. And then Swerve beats the ever-loving shit out of him to add that sense of heat. And he can be like, I like you, but I warned you. And you still did it.
Yeah.
It's the I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Sure.
Oh, then you touched him.
And then Ospreay can be like, see, I got under your skin. And now I know that if I can get you to not use your head in the match, that's when I got you. So, like, there's some stuff there as well. I loved Swerve's thing at the beginning saying that they call me Killshot for a reason, because if you don't pull the trigger, I damn well will.
Yeah.
So you can't just hold off on me. You can't. You better bring everything to try and take me out, assassin. And then the thing that he brings out is not. I thought, he's going to use the Tiger Driver on Phoenix just to prove a point to Swerve tonight, but he didn't. Instead, he did the Swerve Stomp to Phoenix. That was great. This is all they are expertly building up to this match. And this is the thing, is I also agree with whoever sent that in. I don't think Will beats him this time. But if you told me that Will did beat him at like Revolution 2025 and he becomes the champion by beating Swerve then, I would absolutely believe it. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can easily do this is not the last time we're going to tangle thing coming out of this, and then do a lot more building through the rest of 2024.
I love the kill shot reference as well. Anthony sent a very generous super chat. He says, if Ospreay's going to lose his first match in AEW, which I think he will at Forbidden Door, I think the AEW champ is the perfect choice to be the first person to do it. I heard an interesting story regarding how this match came to be, and I'm going to wait. I'll probably wait until after the match to like verify it and all that stuff, but it's a huge match, and what we should see more of is stuff like this.
Yes.
You know what I'm tired of? Waiting until the appropriate moment to have the, they got to do the, well, guess what happens? Everybody gets injured. Everybody gets injured. And that's what always happens. No, what I want to see is Swerve facing, my God, Ospreay. Then I want to see him facing like Okada. Then I want to see him facing like MJF. Then I want to see him facing like Hangman Page. That's what I want. And then Moxley. I want to see him facing the best of the best. And then guess what? Whenever the title changes hands,
yeah,
all those guys are still top guys against a fresh guy, and you can do that. Like,
yeah,
man.
When there's a character whose basic thing is, I am the very best. Every time they appear on television and don't call out the top champ, I always feel like that's belying who the character is. For the longest time, Gunther, the Intercontinental Champion, was on the same show as Roman Reigns and never mentioned his name. Like, I believe I should have that title as well. That's what Gunther, the person you're presenting, would do. I love that they're like, oh, well, here's our top two singles champs. We're going to have them fight each other. One of them's got to lose. Like, that takes a lot of guts to figure out how we're going to do everything with that from beyond. It's not a very easy thing to book. There could be a lot of fun stuff here.
Get in your super chats. Get in your Humber chats. We are heading down the home stretch. Vicky says, hi, SRS and Alex. Osprey, who turns first? Swerve or Will? How do you see this playing out? Thanks for all you do. Love you guys. I think Swerve does. I think he does. I think that, or at least he shows those heel elements. And I have often mentioned this, that my favorite things in AEW is when you choose your own adventure based on the month. Depending on the circumstances and the story, you decide, do I cheer for this person or this person? Mm-hmm. That to me is progressive, mature adult booking.
Yes.
Now there are some people like Cody Rhodes in WWE. He's not going to do a lot that makes him a heel. So you don't need the shades of gray. He's mega over as a babyface. So you don't need that. But like when you're dealing with guys like Moxley and sometimes a Swerve, they're going to do things to make you go, well, I like this guy, but I feel really conflicted about why he, like, I don't approve of this.
There's a really great opportunity to have the side of Swerve that intimidated a baby show his face again with this thing with Osprey. If Osprey pushes him too hard, there's a lot of, you could easily bring that side of Swerve out again.
Somebody's mentioning they get to get sponsored ads on Facebook for the local show. I mean TV commercials, friends. All due respect, thank you for sending that chat in, but I mean like television commercials.
Right.
James Zimmerman says, who do you think is winning the Owen? As of right now, Mariah May and Bryan Danielson based on the picks, or based on the direction.
Who's on there. But I really hope there's somebody in the Owen facing Danielson in the finals that I feel like has a really good shot at being a guy big enough in the company that they would book that guy to face Swerve in the main event of Wembley. Like, so I would love for Danielson to actually have to face Shingo in the tournament, but I don't feel like Shingo has a shot in hell of actually being booked to win that tournament to go on to face Swerve in the main event of Wembley. Danielson right now, as constituted, is the only guy I feel like is on that level.
Roberto says, since July has no pay-per-view, make the Owen tournament your July must-see. With those entered already, it's the must-see for the month of July. Shingo, yes. Well, it ends in early July, I feel like they kind of work themselves.
Got to start fast, man.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be eight person tournaments. So, and based on the heavy hitters we've seen involved in it,
here's something I would not mind. Because Peyton Carter brings up Hangman. If Hangman is on one side of the bracket and Danielson's on the other one, those guys, Danielson and Hangman, have history, but Danielson never faced this Hangman before. And wouldn't Hangman love to get another shot at Swerve? Like, if you told me Danielson and Hangman were in the finals of that tournament, I mean, honestly, that's probably the most likely guy other than Danielson to win it.
Lord Peter says, prediction, David Finlay costs Will Ospreay the title at Forbidden Door, setting up Finlay Ospreay at All In. Thoughts? Lord Peter, respectfully, I don't think there's a chance in hell that happens. I think that Ospreay will be facing probably a top name in AEW at All In.
All In, for sure. I mean, I could see maybe them doing Finlay versus Ospreay at Forbidden Door if Ospreay wasn't doing what he was doing at Forbidden Door.
Yes. That's, you know what I mean? That's, Yes, of course. I think Ospreay's going to face either like Moxley or Okada or MJF.
I think we're doing MJF versus Ospreay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be a big, big name, marquee name. If he's not getting the title shot or defending the title, it's got to be one of those. Or maybe Danielson, if he does happen to win the title or something like that, right, would be right, quite yeah. appropriate.
Yeah.
Or Hangman or something like that. He's going to get a big match. Dynamite is in Fairfax, VA next week. Come through. I will not be coming through. I will not be coming through. But guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please leave comments on the YouTube video. I'm coming by there and talking to everybody. A nice review on our audio platforms means a lot. A reminder, Prediction Show with Stephanie Chase and Corey Brennan. Grapsity is on Friday this week. We have AEW and TNA post shows. I'll be live here Saturday as well. But FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to have some more contract news on nice. Thursday. Everybody's been asking about more on Ricochet, more on Samantha. We got you. FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. You try it out, you're not going to regret it. Alex, tell the people where they can find what you're
doing. You can find me on Twitter, at Alex Sour Graps. You can find me over on Fightful Select, reviewing SmackDown on Friday. Saturday, right after the Clashel, we will, Kate and I will be reviewing that. And then back on Monday for Raw, the fallout from the Clash at the Castle. And then Tuesday, NXT.
Check it out, guys. We are here nonstop. YouTube.com/Fightful and platforms everywhere. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards. Save big.